on, off, electric, or fuel?
On and off and fuel.
Really?
Yay,
hey,
good day for you.
All right.
Yeah, the 2023 Mazda CX-50. Zippy, sporty. It's a small crossover, but it's very, very capable, and I don't know where it says small. It looks like what used to be called a midsize car. It's got a 2.5-liter twin-scroll turbo. It also has a premium plus package on the one I had. Ingot blue metallic on the outside, black and brown two-tone interior. Made it to a their SkyActiv drive system. 227 horsepower, but the thing really is zippy. And Mazda has come a long way. They continue to make these things better, more capable, better looking. And, you know, all the extra stuff you want. Rain sensing. I'll call Wayne. Rain sensing windshield wipers, which are kind of handy. Auto power folding side mirrors. Six passenger seating. Leather trim seats. Power driver seat with lumbar. I mean, all those goodies. Certainly a suite of security features, which most of the vehicles are doing right now. Extra goodies, power panoramic sunroof, LED headlights, 10.5-inch color center display, active driving display, dual zone climate air conditioning. The safety equipment, as we mentioned, ABS, advanced dual front airbags, front side impact, more. Some of the extra goodies this thing had was heated rear seats and front, which is comfy. The 360-degree view monitor, which I'm still trying to figure out how they do that. Traffic jam assist, blind spot prevention, and more. Working at 23 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. Package nicely equipped is at 42, loaded with the extra goodies, including their active driving display. Comes in at $43,576. Neat-looking vehicle. They've done a great job on this. Again, it's the 2023 Mazda CX-50 Premium Plus.
Do we know the towing capacity on that vehicle?
Well, it's decent. I mean, 310 pound-feet of torque, but I didn't write that down.
Oh, okay.
I can call our vast unpaid research department and see if we can find it out.
You're putting too much pressure on them. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about some hunting opportunities through the holidays, along with a little fishing. So y'all come back with us.